Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again, Ian.
And Mike, you left us with a challenge last time I've still not figured out.
I said, think of a four-letter word that starts with C that can precede shot to make a common two-word phrase. Change the vowel sound in that word, and you'll get a five-letter word starting with C that can also precede shot to make a common two-word phrase. What are the words?
Well,
if you start with the word chip, as in chip shot, mm-hmm. You can change the vowel sound and get cheap, as in cheap shot.
Which we're certainly accustomed to on this show.
All right, Ian, on April 19th, 1981, a baseball game between the Rochester Red Wings and the Pawtucket Red Sox was called at 4:07 a.m. after the 32nd inning ended with the teams tied at 2. A 33rd inning would be played more than 2 months later, during which Pawtucket scored and therefore won what is still the longest game in professional baseball history. To commemorate those historic 33 innings, this week's quiz is about the number 33. New York State Route 33 is the only state highway that directly connects Rochester to what other city in upstate New York, some 70 miles away on the shores of Lake Erie?
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. 33 is the title of the first episode of the reimagined version of what science fiction series, named for the spaceship that leads a group of humans in their quest to find a fabled planet called Earth?
Is that Lost in Space?
No.
I don't know then.
Speaking of adding things to your Netflix queue, near the top should go Battlestar Galactica.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes. The number 33 appears on every bottle of a beer first brewed by the Pennsylvania-based Latrobe Brewing Company in 1939. What is the two-word alliterative name of this beer?
Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock. In the 1950s, the Pittsburgh Pirates retired jersey number 33 in honor of which player, who appeared on one of the most rare and valuable baseball cards in the world, a copy of which sold for $2.8 million in 2007.
I think that's Honus Wagner.
It is, and you have, what, three of those in a box somewhere under your bed?
At one point, that was my holy grail when I was a child, and of course, I'm doing this show and do not own any of those cards.
Haven't quite scraped up the $2.8 million yet, have we? And finally, one of the shortest reigns of a pope was the 33-day period from August 26 to September 28, 1978. Which pope, who was immediately succeeded by another pope with the same two-word name, was it?
John Paul I.
John Paul I was the 33-day pope.
How many Rolling Rocks did he drink?
Well, maybe one a day. Maybe, I don't know, that's something to do with it. That's the 33. Well, usually I make some sort of joke related to the category here, but I just can't think of one about the number 33, so I'll just tell you that Ian went 4 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Which is inspired by Oregon, the 33rd state. Start with the phrase Salem, Oregon. Change one letter to an N, not the one that's there, of course, and rearrange the result to spell the names of two fruits. What are they? So again, start with the phrase Salem, Oregon. Change one letter to an N and rearrange the result to spell the names of two fruits. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll reconvene the same time next week.
Which hopefully will be a lot shorter than that baseball game was.